Good morning, everyone. Today we are going to have the Religious Liberty Sabbath. It's something that's happening in the beginning of the year. It's very important. And then we are going to see the importance of religious liberty for us, especially us that live in the United States of America. Just remember something. We have something. You heard about that Johnson Amendment. That's the former President Johnson. When he was senator, he passed that law. And that's the famous law some politicians want to put in down that forbids any organization that use the 501c3 to take sides in political propaganda, etc. And we respect that. We are going to talk about political and the religion subjects, but we must and we should respect that. I try hard to see who wrote that. I could not find. And one editor put as unknown. Then should be unknown. Only fools believe that politics and religions are not to be discussed. That is why thieves remain in power and the false prophets continue to preach. Makes sense, right? And we know very well we need to talk about religion. But we live in a society. We need to talk about politics, too. The text that we just heard is the principle. We need to seek the peace for the land we live, because when we have the peace in the land, also we are going to have peace. That's very, very important. We need always to pray for the place where we live to have peace. Let's see about the religious liberty. What's that? What's that importance? Am I involved? That's a question you should make. Let's see. The big statement on the Bible is this one. God is love. 1 John 4:8. Everything in the universe is around that statement, God's love. And then we are going to see some examples that involve God's love, because everything is around God's love. The first problem we had in the earth, the first religion persecution, was just in the beginning. Adam and the Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel. That was a religion persecution. Was just in the start. No problem about environment, guns, or anything else. Looks like the problem is inside us. The sin is around us. It's a disease, but one day we are going to get rid of that. We have over here the official statement of our church about religious freedom. The Seventh-day Adventist Church strongly believes in religious freedom for all people. A person's conscience, not a government, should dictate his or her choice to worship or not. Just remember what I put over there, all people. What means all people? All people. That means another Seventh-day Adventist, another one from the Protestant denomination, Catholic, Muslims, atheists. All. All means all. that what we believe, that what we stand in for, that what we should fight in for. Okay? That means about freedom. Doesn't mean we believe with everything the others say. But everyone has the freedom, should have the freedom, should be able to exercise their freedom. And they also, sometimes, if you use wrong the freedom, should pay for the bad management of the freedom. But everyone should have the freedom. One quote from this today, this year's sermon, was made by Whitney Phillips about religious liberty. That's a great quote. He made up that. Our freedom is the most costly sacrifice we possess. Well, we are going to see a little bit later. But just remember, Jesus died because of what? The freedom.
Amen.
Cannot cost more than that. There is no way to have a high price tag. Then God himself needs to pay for that. A high price. And that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to suggest some to you. The people, most people love to watch sports. And most people understand MVP. Right? We just had the Super Bowl. Sorry, I cannot see the MVP for this year, but one famous MVP in basketball was from the Chicago Bulls, no? Mike Jordan, etc. But I start to suggest today MVV, Most Valuable Vote. Go along with me. I'm going to show you that exists and can be your vote. Remember that? That 2 years ago, over here in Virginia, close to Virginia Beach. The district, 94 district, is close to Hampton. What's happening there? We had two candidates. Dave Yancey, Republican, and the Democrat Simons. What's happening? They got trouble when they count. Look what's happening. A little bit background for the situation. Remember, election night in Virginia, and the Virginia, now we don't have the video. Derek, we have a problem. Sorry. I need to rely on the presentation. Thank you. Okay. The situation was that at the time of the count, the Virginia House delegates, there were 50 seats held by Republicans. And the Democrats, they made 49. That's 2 years ago. And then they need to decide who is going to take that 94th district. The lieutenant governor, again, what's going on? Is over here? Okay. Okay. The lieutenant governor was a Democrat. That means what? If it's a tie in the House, the lieutenant governor has the vote. That means the whole House would be controlled by the Democrats. And then, in the first count, Yancey got $10 votes lead. That narrow difference, that tricks the law, that has recount, okay? Then was the recount. The Democrat got one plus vote. Great, but it's not the finish. Then they went to court to decide about one vote. And the court decided that one vote goes to the Republicans. Result. Can you believe? And then what's, remember that? You are, we are Virginians, no? Was decided by chance. And the Republican got the seat. That means 51 seats for the Republicans, 49 for Democrats. One vote decided the full House of Delegates in which side would have the control. And then was 2 years under the control of the Republicans with a Democrat governor, lieutenant governor, Democrat. And you know, when they don't talk very well, something was accomplished, something was not accomplished. By one vote, someone there could change mind and it would be a different result. That was a most valuable vote. Every single one in that district was very important. Okay, let's see something else. Remember that? Some people remember that. Stand up. Then was the recount. Oh, remember that. The sheds, etc. How many news hours we spend in watching that? And that's the butterfly ballot. Maybe you don't remember, but Teresa Lepore is the one designing that ballot. Well, if the Republicans like the results, they should memorize that name. She is the one responsible for the Bush win. Because I don't know if you can see very well, but if you try to vote in Al Gore, that's the second on the left, you could mistake and put a vote for Pat Buchanan in the right. And just one precinct, I remember that. I saw the interview. Pat Buchanan say, oh, in that precinct I got 3,300 votes, cannot be. Maximum, best, 300 votes. 3,000 more votes is not for me. We talk about 3,000 votes. We talk about the election of the United States. But the final results was 537 votes. One bad design gave the power for the Republicans. Could it be for Democrats? You see how important is everyone's job? Every vote counts. I believe every single one cast the vote in Florida that year should understand they had the most valuable vote ever for presidential election in the United States. Well, let's continue over here. This click is not helping. Now we are in 2020. We have election this year. I just tell you, exercise your civil rights. Vote. Who knows? You can hold the most valuable vote ever. We don't know. Can happen. Then we need to do our part, okay? Let's see our church involvement in that political arena. Because when you talk about religious liberty, it's not about a religious philosophy. That's involved the civil power. Civil power means political power. It's not separate. You have the religious side, but you have the civil side. And who enforces the law is the civil part. And our part is to cast the vote, to talk in the right time, and to do the part. Remember that? That's history. That when the, is what, 13th Amendment passed, Ellen White was tremendously involved in that. She spoke in several places, in several rallies for thousands of people to pass that amendment. She was very, very involved in that with the other people from our church. She got involved a lot. I don't know if we can have another woman more involved than she was in that amendment. She took the side and she was ahead and preaching and did that for years, because to have an amendment in the United States and the Constitution takes years. It's very hard. Okay, right now what you do? That's the one pamphlet about some rallies our institution does and several times does, another bulletin. But let me give you two examples not from the United States. Many people over here knows that. It's a Philippine guy. DeMarc Valmores. He was a student, or he is, I don't know, in one college, in one university in Philippines. And then the tests were on Saturday. He stand up because he believes he needs to follow what is in the Bible. Follow the fourth commandment. He stand up. The church helped him. The religious liberty department helped him until reached the Supreme Court of the Philippines, and they had that decision in favor of him. And a decision in the Supreme Court is just one case, but affects everyone and the other circumstances. That's happening in the United States and happening around the world. That was one vote because someone stand up. Now it's easier for everyone to go along. It was a big testimony, and if you are going to study law in Philippines, you are going to learn about that. And it is going to question mark. What is that? Is that important about the Sabbath? I never heard that. What important that has? Okay, let's talk about Brazil. I'm Brazilian. In São Paulo State is a kind of California for Brazil. The most important state in Brazil. They passed a law there that October 22 is the Adventist Day. Very good. Okay, some from history, United States. Desmond Doss. Maybe a lot of people watch the movie Hacksaw Ridge. Hacksaw Ridge, the movie, is about Desmond Doss, a Seventh-day Adventist that stood up. And all the struggle he got is in the movie. He never used arms or any gun on the war. That's a second war. In the end, he was awarded the biggest award of the United States. Someone stand up. Is in the history books now. Well, that can happen. A different situation. In the city of Fairfield, California, our church wants to put a radio station. But the regulations was on the way. Then they sued the county. And then that was against us. Then they appeal the next level, lost again. They appeal for the state, lost again. What resource you have there? You need to go federal. But would lose again. There is only one way to do that. Change the law. And then the Department of Religious Liberty, our church, lobbied in Washington, D.C., and they changed the law. That's what we do in the department. We do in all levels. And the punctual points or places or situations. If any day you get trouble because of the Sabbath, talk to the pastor, talk to us, and we have lawyers to support you, we try. Right now, we have the freedom. Let's enjoy the freedom while last. we know it's not going to last, but it's still lasting, and we're fighting for that. Let me introduce to you, his name is Ganoni Diope. He's in charge of the Public Affairs and Religious Liberty of the General Conference. He's the front man in the Religious Liberty in our church in the whole world. He goes and he has an office close to United Nations, of course, in Washington, D.C., and he goes around the world because we have persecution, the troubles all around the world. Not just Seventh-day Adventist Church, but the Christians, they have problems everywhere. We have to have someone or department that works with that. We don't work alone. We work with Presbyterians, Methodists, Baptists, several denominations. They make alliances to work in that. That does not belong to the Seventh-day Adventist. It's something because the liberty, the freedom is for all. And all should be involved. And he talk with people. And he talk with the Pope too. There is no problem about that. Okay? Because we need to make contact. Just remember, Jesus died for how many people? All means? Okay? If you exclude someone, we are doing judgment. And Jesus was very clear, do not judge anybody. Then? Okay, we need to talk. Because in the conversation, we can go further. Let me remind another thing a pastor of our church did. Very important thing. Let's talk about impeachment. But not this last week impeachment proceeded. That's too fresh. Too politicized. Let's go a little bit back. Let's go to the Clinton time. Remember that video? If you live in the United States in that time, maybe you saw that video. That's a freezing from the video when President Clinton addressed the nation through television, saying he was sorry about what he did and the mistakes he did. In the room where that was recorded, had a few people, just a few people. One of those few over there was the Pastor Winton Phipps. Maybe a dozen people less. And he was the mentor for President Clinton to do what he did, to do that televised statement and ask for sorry. You know what? Worse than Clinton, or good or not, about Trump or Nixon or anybody else, we had in the Bible the example of David, who planned and killed someone to get that someone's wife. That's a very bad guy. What he did? He surrendered to God, and Jesus said he was a man of the heart like God's ones. The problem is not what the person does, but what's the results in the end. If someone does something bad but surrender to God, that's what God wants. We are sinners. We are born in sin. We got the disease since the beginning. We cannot get rid of that by ourselves. Okay? That is our influence. That video when he said sorry to the United States was our influence. And then some associations or places that we work, our church. But you know, we are sin people in a sinful world and it gets so much complicated. And every day is more complicated than the day before. Conflicts is everywhere. You know what? When Jesus died and resurrected, he assured to us he's the winner. But it's like when But it's not done yet. It's like one country destroy the management of the other country, and you need just the army to come in and take over. But the other country cannot react anymore. That's what Jesus did. He did his part, but it's not done yet. And the devil is behind. That confusion we have, you see in the screen now, is the devil is behind that. What that so many differences does with us? Separate us. And polarize us. Who is behind the polarization? Is God? Just think about it. We have polarization. That's come from whom? Okay. Can be worse. That's a big fight now. In the end, respect the difference. Never said agree. Respect. It's different from agree. Okay? I'm going to read something. How everything starts, that problem of religious liberty, starts in heaven. The most profile angel that God created, that's me. From all creation God did, Lucifer, he was in the, let me say over here to try to understand, the prime minister of God. It's not that, but just to understand. He decided to go against God. That's a mystery. We have the story, but we don't have the explanation. Like we have the story that Jesus was born, that story is not explanation. Paul called those two things a mystery. Let's go along with him. He knew a lot. Okay, everything starts there. How could, in a perfect universe, the sin come to be? For one reason, I put in the beginning, the big affirmative in the Bible. God's love. Okay, let's continue. How love works? Can I force you? Juan, I say to you, you need to love her. It's going to work? Love works with one little thing called freedom. And God is love. He does not take away from that. We are going to see a little bit more about that. Okay. And then the struggle continues over here in earth. But we have in the future. How is it going to be in the future? Revelation 13. Revelation 13 tells us how it's going to be in the near future for us. Talk about one power. That's the second power. That what is going to have granted power to give birth to the prior power. Okay, and then in continuation say, that second power is going to cause all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. You are in the future, cannot buy or sell even medicine. That's going to be the pressure. When you read that, what kind of power is that? Well, hold that question. Let's see over here, United States. The big disease now. Media is something wonderful. Over here, I have one wonderful media. That's media. But if you go around, what do you have more? Good stuff printed or bad stuff? Okay, the devil uses the media. We can use for good or for bad. All kind media. But lately, we have a big virus, worse than Corona. And I tell you, what that makes. Makes friendship go away, makes for the people take wrong decisions. And who is the? What means fake? Fake means no fact. That's mean a lie. Who is the father of the lie? That Jesus said. That's mean when someone made up a fake news, is doing the devil work. It's not God's work. Then that's a red flag for us. Because sometimes in the old times, we used to see what the people has done. Oh, that's a red flag for me. But today, you just see the digital bad things. That's the same. And maybe worse. Because before, you need to go around, you need to be around, but with the digital media, you can go farther and fast and damage a lot or deceive a lot of people. Fake news is just for deceive people. That's from the devil. Jesus said, we need to be careful about that because the fake news works if I pass you on what I receive. The digital media need us to propagate to others. Okay? They have other ways, but the best way is that. Then if you have a WhatsApp or other, you receive something, then you pass to others, and if you paste to the other a fake news, you are doing the devil work without knowing. But it's the devil work because fake is not fact. Fake is fake. Fake is a lie. Do not participate in fake news. Look around but that's going to be a big concern from now on. And it's going to damage who? The majority or the minority? Always the minority. Always the minority is going to be hurt. I never heard in history the majority being hurt. Everything has been done is to the minorities. And by the way, if you follow God's way, you are in the majority or minority. Okay, it's going to hurt us. Then we should do our part. We stop in our world the fake news, what we can do. We are not going to stop the fake news, but we stand up. Fake is fake. Doesn't matter who is putting the fake. Fake is fake. The inspiration for fake is from Satan. That's it. That's simple and easy. Over here in America. Look, 2003, 2007. The Catholics stays the same number. The Protestants went down. And the other religions went up. And it's going to continue to be like that. It's going to be a struggle. Do you know which is the large denomination in the United States? It's the Catholic Church. Way bigger than the second place. All Baptists together, they not make up the half of the Catholics. If you think the Protestants, any Protestant church is the large in America, the Catholics has twice the number of all Baptists together. I'm going to put some information over here for you to start to think about. Okay? That website is against, is pro- demolish the wall separation, church and state. Okay? We talk about church and state. That website propagate that. Well, is a website? No. We have a lot of people that belong and they use that website and go along with that idea. That's the problem. Well, that's going on right now. I have one line over here in Portuguese, but it's not working. Okay. You see, that's true. That's the way it was. Both said the same thing. That's Chichia's one lesson. It's not because I say something, that's true. If I say, oh, that's happening with me is a blessing. I don't know if it's a blessing or not. God is the one going to say it's a blessing or not blessing. Because I'll say something is a blessing, it doesn't mean it's a blessing. Oh, I said something, that's is orientation from God. You need to prove from that. Okay? That's a even. Both said the same thing. Doesn't mean anything. Needs to be other ways to find out the truth. By the way, in that time, I remember one network. Do you remember Weapons of Mass Destruction? Wow, I was watching one network. I didn't know very well which one was or not. And I was watching that network and news. Oh, they are going to find tomorrow. They are going to find the next day. They are still looking for. How many years is that? That was a fake news, but we didn't know fake news exists back then. It was a pure propaganda to deceive. Weapons of mass destruction. They never found, it's not anywhere, was a lie. And the problem is that the people behind that, they knew it was a lie. If someone stand up over here, get the microphone and start to speak, it's easy to misspoken something. That's happening. We expect the politicians to learn how to not to do that because they should use to do that. That's their job. But anybody who comes over here to speak, if it's not used to, is going to say some mistakes. That's different when you plan a fake news, right? Something can happen, use it to happen, but if you plan a fake news, you have the inspiration. I have always inspiration. You have always you have an inspiration. It's from God or from the devil. What I do is going to show if my inspiration was from God or from the devil. Doesn't matter what I say. Oh, I did something good or bad. I am the one, say the right. The result is going to show. If I say something fake news, it's from the devil. Okay. I got that in the internet. Looks like very, very good. And you see, when you say monarchy over here, it's not like England. It's like 200, 300 years ago. Because the king, queen in England now is something just for tourism. But when the king and queen had a power, okay, you see, you go to the right, you go to the left, you go to slavery. The end is bad. Doesn't matter which end you go. And how we can deal with that. And that is not so simple. If you study that, you are going to several different classifications between. In the middle is the place where we should go. A little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. If you go to the right too much or to the left too much, it's not good. We had examples before. I never could understand how Hitler could deceive the whole nation. Maybe now it's more easy to understand. Marcela, my wife's father, he was a teenager, and he lived close to Berlin. He told me the majority of the people, they didn't know what's going on, was on back then. They found a way to deceive people back then. And fake news is the way to deceive people today. If I find a way to put you away to get the real news, then I put you blind and you cannot see. That's up to me to understand that. Okay, let's continue. That's a map from the Pew Research Institute and that I got from the South America Division is in Portuguese, but look at the map. The dark, the color, the more problem we have in religious liberty, the lighter, less trouble. The place in the world with less trouble for religious liberty is Japan. And I was surprised to understand that South America has less restriction than the United States. But this is not about government, but is about government too. You see the news, all the Muslims are bad, etc. That's a restriction of religion. What the government is doing now is a restriction of religion. We are a Christian, they are restricting the other side, and then you feel good. Well, how long is it going to take for them to pay attention as a minority needs to be taken care? Then just switch the gears. We have done that for these people, but we need to do the same or more for this one over here. This one over here is us. That's the problem. Don't feel good if they are treating badly the Muslims. It's just a question, a few times to switch the arrow, to do the same. Just a little time. Why we have that in the Constitution? The religion's liberty. To protect the minority. That's the answer. The First Amendment is to protect the minority. Did you ever heard, read, or learn that the majority got trouble somewhere in the world? Anytime. If you go now to a tribe, it still exists some people, there is no contact with civilization. If you go there and go along with the majority over there, we are going to get no trouble. Anywhere in the world you go and you go along with the majority, it's going to be fine. The problem is, when you talk about religion, it's not about minority. It's about what is right, what is wrong. And historically, the majority has been wrong. That's the problem. Let's fight for the religious liberty. And Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But if I make you to believe, you should never go to this or this or this place to get the news, then you are going to be blind for the truth, and sure, you are going to be deceived. That's the only way to deceive people in today's days. Just try to blind you to not to see the place where have different news. Pay attention to that one. Romans 10. So then, faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. Do you know what that means? Repetition makes you believe. If you do badly, we call brainwash. And it works. Work in Germany, and you will work in the United States too. If I say something several times to you, a fake news several times to you, you are going to believe. And I'm going to believe myself. It's going to be the same. Another one goes along with that. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, repetition makes you believe, but the Bible teaches us to search first. You do the repetition, you search for the evidence. Before you start to repeat some for you to believe, check out if it's true or not. That will apply for religions, right? And you should apply for political things also. It's the same. It's not because someone says something is right. I say it's a blessing. Who knows it's a blessing or not? Check it out. Oh, I say that's this. The other is fake news. Maybe I am the one telling you the fake news for deceive you. That's the only way to deceive people. The devil is not sleeping. Repetition without brainwash. Evidence. Look for the evidence. Well, that's true. That's from one website. Millions of Americans believe God made Trump president. I'm going to put some information. Another website, the mythical wall of separation, how a misused metaphor changed church, state, law, policy, and discourse. This website is against the separation. Well, you are majority. You have the state with money, with power. Let's put down the wall, and then we have power and money. Great. If you are in the majority, you will always never get trouble. Just in the end, with God's judgment. But before that, you are going to be fine. I'm going to show something a little bit old. You know him, Huckabee. His daughter was the press secretary until a few months ago. You see what he said? We should change the Constitution. What he means about that? What part of the Constitution he wants to change? He's a pastor also. He was a governor, but he's a pastor. He wants to change about the Sunday. Okay? Oh, here's one guy. Okay, one guy. And this one. The wall of separation between church and state is a metaphor based on the bad history. He's dead. But he was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. And when I show that, it's not one person. Behind that person, you have thousands. Thousands in the high positions, what are going to make difference in legislation, that think the same. A lot of people think the same, Huckabee. A lot of people think the same at this justice. Others, they don't talk, but they say. Why we don't listen a lot about religious liberty right now? Because the incumbent is Republican. If we have a dispute for the Republican side, we are going to listen a lot now. But the incumbent is the president, then there is no dispute right now, there is no talk. And the big problem about that is that it's not one person. How works the United States? The United States works by caucus. You are elected, you need to caucus with some place. And you need to go along with the policy in that cause. Then we need to look in not just the person, what the caucus wants. It's very complicated. It's very bad. Sometimes you have a good person in the wrong caucus. Well, end of the world, what you expect? To be easy? Oh, that guy. We must be aware of fundamentalism groups. Each religion has their own. Fundamentalism is a plague, and our religions have something fundamentalist first cousin. John Paul II, he did a statement saying sorry by the persecution the church did in the Middle Ages. You know the very conservative, the most conservative number we have, the persecution, the killing from the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages is 50 million. But can be higher as 100 million in that time when the population was not large as today. Well, everybody talk about religious liberty. That's the point. Doesn't matter if it's from the right or from the left. Everybody talk about religious liberty. Talking is one thing. I have a friend who just told me, we have 4 major carriers in wireless, right? Cell phone. One carrier carry the cell phones. When you see the paper, it's the best. Best price, best resource. But when you try to work, to use, does not work, as they say. Everybody talk about religious liberty. But who is standing for it? Who is going against or who is going for? Did you heard about prayer in schools? Has one order to do that? Well, we are in the majority, we are Christians, then they are going to pray in the school a Christian prayer. That's great. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. If the law was for the Muslims to pray in the schools, just because now we are in the majority, what has been done is for the majority, I'm going to like when I constrain the religious liberty. That's one step forward to put down the religious liberty. Not because I like today. The people don't know. But we understand Revelation. We have the book, The Great Controversy. We know better. We need to tell the others. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but who does the will of my Father in heaven? Not everyone who says religious liberty is doing religious liberty. But look the actions and the result of what they are saying. Okay? It's the same. Oh, government 101. How the United States works. Okay, I'm not going to say anything. You are Americans. Supreme Court. 9 people. Do you remember the struggle was in politics? Oh, same-sex marriage, yes, no, etc. It was a big-time discussion. Okay, 5 guys decide. It's against the Constitution. Okay, solve the case. In Virginia was, we are going to do or not, etc. Now it's for the whole America. 5 people decide. Can happen in other situations, in other kind of circumstances. Okay? Remember the story of the church today? Remember the first decree from Nebuchadnezzar? Man must tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. That was not good. We feel great because we are Christians, right? But he's doing a decree for the people to worship God. Huh? If God could do that in heaven, we are never be around over here talking about sin or anything else. That was not so great. You see, sometimes we look, something looks great, but it's not. The other one, the other king, that's Darius. Men must tremble in fear before the Daniel. Okay. That's another one. The same. Not good. Against religious liberty. Looks like was great, but was one step against religious liberty. I'm about to finish. A day of great intellectual darkness has been shown to be favorable to the success of the papacy. It will yet be demonstrated that a day of great intellectual light is equally favorable for its success. In other words, the people have been deceived before for lack of information. In the future, the people are going to be deceived with a lot of information. It's going to be the same results. That is going to be fulfilled. We believe in that. We cannot labor to please men who will use their influence to repress religious liberty and to set in operation oppressive measures to lead or compel their fellow men to keep Sunday as the Sabbath. That's the result, final result, when you talk to put away the religious liberty. Everything is around that subject. Ours has been. And always will be. Because around the Sabbath is about adoration. Adoration is the key factor in Revelation 13 and was the problem with the devil in heaven. Adoration. Everything is around that. It's not yet, but you'll be. The people of God are not to vote to place such men in office. For when they do this, they are partakers with them of the sins which they are committed while in office. In other words, if you know someone is doing badly, or is spreading division, or something like that, over here has the counsel. Do not partake. Okay. Let not the commandment-keeping people of God be silent at this time. I understand that's for us. Looks like it was written yesterday. That was written 120 years ago or so. Well, we know that. Okay, the big question. How in today's days can I seek the truth? How I do to seek the truth? That's the question. How I avoid to be deceived? Okay. Use a trustworthy source. That's relative. Okay, let's see. How to use a... In the religion, what's the trustworthy source? It's the Bible. And then you use all the media that goes along with the Bible. But we need to study first the Bible because a lot of people twist the Bible. Okay? The same applies for news or political agenda. Reliable media. How do I know if the media is reliable? We have a press, video, broadcast programs. Check a different source. That's the beginning. We say, if you have a Bible that one person translates the Bible, we say that's not a reliable source to study. Can be a seven-day Adventist pastor that translates the Bible. It's a good Bible to read and meditate, not a good Bible to study. The same over here. Check different sources, and God is going to guide you. Guide us. We are going to be deceived once in a while. Just try not to be deceived all the time. And the fake news is a red flag. If someone is spreading fake news or just doing, what do you say, censorship in news, censorship in news is the same as fake news. Has a goal. If I censor some from you, because I have a goal for you not to learn that. For what? Because I want something. Okay? That's very clear. Wisdom Phipps, liberty is when you enjoy to do what's right. I agree 100%. Freedom makes evil possible, but freedom also makes the development of the character of God a given. Okay. Liberty Magazine is more than 100 years old. We have that magazine that we give to everyone in the political arena and the judges. And all judges and politicians in the United States receive that magazine. Who pays for that? Our church pays for that. Our organizations pays for all the federal and the state people to receive that magazine. Our job is to find the names, address, and pay for the magazine for the local. Local politicians, local people who should receive the magazine. And that magazine is not a bias by the Seventh-day Adventists or anything. It's about liberty, religious liberty. Sometimes they use, all the times they use people who, the other denominations, different judges, etc., they're writing that magazine. That magazine is so good that sometimes they get citation in the judgments. The judge uses the magazine. Then we need to do that. We have less than a month to get the names and the money for do our part. Then I ask you to help me with names, local people who should receive that magazine. Some pastors, some judges, some politicians, we need to do that. That's our part. Okay? The price for every subscription is $7.95. The money goes to pay for the subscription and to pay for the expense for the religious liberty department that take care of cases that goes to a court or in the hour on the world also when that's necessary. I hope we can help that. We have less than a month to get the names. Okay, finish. God's love. That's the big one in the Bible. And Jesus said, it's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail. Do you know what Jesus is saying over here? Come on, people. Don't try to change the law. But don't try to change the most important thing in the universe. God is love. Don't not try to change that either. I am here. I'm going to die. I'm not doing theater over here. I'm going to die because I cannot change. If you could change, I would not be here. And in other words, Jesus died because of the religious liberty. That shows us that's the number one quesit or point to consider when you cast your vote. Religious liberty. Everybody talks about, but not everybody's doing the right thing. Jesus died because of the religious liberty. Okay? No love without freedom. No freedom without religious liberty.